Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Friday, December 6th, 2024. It's good having you with us. As always, it's time for our weather report in the first segment, brought to you by APC, no power, no problem. Here's the latest report for Friday. Right now it is clear with 30 degrees Fahrenheit, wind south-southeast at 5 miles per hour. Relative humidity is 85%. Barometric pressure is 30.30 inches. Here's your 5-day forecast. On Friday, it'll be partly cloudy with high of 32 and a low of 30. On Saturday, it'll be raining with a high of 50 and a low of 43. On Sunday, it'll be raining with a high of 49 and a low of 41. On Monday, it'll be partly cloudy. That's my birthday, by the way. With a high of 44 and a low of 37. And then on Tuesday, it'll be cloudy with a high of 41 and a low of 38. That's your 5-day forecast. That's pretty quick, isn't it? And that's your weather report, sponsored by APC, no power, no problem. Yeah! Anyway, enough all that. It is now time for something different. Not sure what else we could talk about. We could read some news, guys. I don't know. Now, I could go to 68K News, but like I said last time, we were having issues with it, so I don't think we're going to bother with that. So, instead, what we're going to do is we're going to go on here instead. What's that about? Okay, this is a tooltip. Okay, never mind. It's just whenever you hover over it, it just shows a tooltip. Okay, I'm gonna get rid of this search here. I do not know why that keeps coming up. Okay, there was, something about the top 50 albums of, 2024. It should be here somewhere. There's the, 2024 MAMA Awards winners. Let's see where you're at. It was on Billboard, by the way. Okay, I don't care about any of the Billboard Pro stuff, guys. Just saying. Unless if it switched over to Billboard Pro, that would be kind of unfortunate. But I don't think I was able to read it just fine, though. Yesterday or whatever. I think it's under music, I think. It's one of the, it was the top 50 albums of 2024. I think we had to read more stories because it's a little bit older. We might have to search for it, actually. Yeah, let's do that. But first, I want to see if we can just browse for it. If we can't, okay. What's your favorite song of 2024? Well, first, let's look at the top 50 albums of 2024, or the 100 best songs of 2024. Let's just see this. There we go. Okay, so the number, let's just look at the top 10. Not number 11, but whatever. So number 10 was Taylor Swift featuring Post Malone, Fortnite. Yeah! Which Aunt Lou and me, well, mainly Aunt Lou, thought was kind of generic thought and thinking, but oh well. But I think Post Malone kind of made up for it, I guess you could say. And number 9 is Tommy Richmond, Million Dollar Baby, which I think is actually a pretty good song, in my opinion. Very good song. Number 8, Addison Rae, Diet Pepsi. I don't think I've heard that song yet. I'll have to give it a listen. Number 7, Beyonce, Bodyguard. From what I've seen, it's a pretty good song. Number 6, Charlie XCX with Lord. Girl So Confusing. From what I've heard, it's from her best album yet, Brat. So at least that's what I heard. Number 5, of course, everyone's loving this song so much, Shabozy, A Bar Song, Tipsy. Yep, it's like a Yep, and it's been spent 19 weeks at number one on Billboard's Hot 100. That ties the record set by Lil Nas X, Old Town Road, 5 years ago, ironically. It's almost like coincidence. And number four is Billie Eilish's Birds of a Feather. Interesting. Go, Billie Eilish, you got it. She wears glasses, pretty cool, huh? Number three is Sabrina Carpenter, Espresso. Which I like better than Please, 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 in my honest opinion. Number two is Chapel Road, Good Luck Babe, which I like pretty good too, by the way. And of course, at number one is good old Kendrick Lamar, Not Like Us. Yeah! Sorry about that, but yeah. And basically, what he did, the reason why he wrote this song is because, well, screw Drake. That's why. Yeah. Drake lost the battle, everyone. At least that's what it's looking like. He has submitted it as a West Coast anthem. One that's taken over clubs, cookouts, sporty events, bar mitzvahs. And of course, Lamar's The Pop Out Ken and Friends Juneteenth concert, where he performed it 5 consecutive times. His victory lap was far from over. Not Like Us notched Lamar's his 4th Hot 100 number one, broke the record for most weeks at number one on Hot Rap Songs with 25 weeks, and garnered 5 nominations ahead of those 2025 Grammys, including Record and Song of the Year. And wait, there's more. He's going to be performing Not Like Us all the way to the Super Bowl. Yeah! The thing that Drake claimed he was as big as on 2023's J. Cole's assisted first-person shooter. Where Cole's big free claim set all this in motion for the ultimate checkmate. Yeah! Anyway, enough of all that. Okay, good. Yep, alright. Anyway, so yeah, Kendrick Lamar is the best song. Not Like Us. Yeah! Anyway, I'm gonna put a commercial in now. We read that. There we go. Pour our music in. Alright, we're going to put in Frankie Goes to Hollywood, relax. And after that, we are going to put in, let's put something different in. Britney Spears, Baby One More Time. Yep. Coming up in the next segment, of course, is Food Talk. Of course. No way. Anyway, there we go. So, yeah, coming up at 8:20 a.m. is Food Talk. After Frankie Goes to Hollywood and Britney Spears, that is. But, yeah, you get the idea. But, yeah, so there you go. Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Relax. Britney Spears. Baby, One More Time. Woo! Will be coming up after the commercial break, of course. And after that will be Food Talk. So there you go. So yeah, that'll be fun. Anyway, more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club is coming up at 8:20 a.m. with Food Talk. Yep, Food Talk. There you go. So we will be right back right for this. Don't go away with more of the Morning Club. Yep. Relax by Freaky Goes to Hollywood, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. It's time for Food Talk, and excuse me there, you did not mean to hear that, I don't know if you heard it, but well. But it's time for Garlic Panko Chicken Strips. It is a community pick on food.com. It is submitted by Lenny. Yep. Okay. Now, I have read about garlic. It was a panko fish thing or something like that, but it wasn't this before. At least I don't think it was. Yeah, I don't think it was. Yeah, because this one only has 8 steps. The other one I read, it had way more steps. So this is not it. So anyway, but anyway, enough of all that. Here's the ingredients. You need 5 tablespoons of butter, 2 cloves of garlic that's minced, a 3/4 cup of panko breadcrumbs, a 1/4 cup of freshly shredded Parmesan cheese, 1 tablespoon of finely chopped fresh parsley. This is optional, by the way. You don't need it, though. But you will need salt and pepper, though. And you'll definitely need the 1/4 or 1/2 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken breast. Yep. Anyway, on directions, first, in a small saucepan, melt the butter over medium-low heat as the butter starts to melt. Add the minced garlic into the saucepan. Once the butter has melted, remove it from the heat and pour the garlic butter mixture into a low, flat dish, like a soup plate or a pie pan. Then, in another low, flat dish, combine the panko, parmesan, and parsley if you're using it. Some kids don't like green bits in their food, by the way, because they go like, bleh. It is a truth after all, really. So feel free to leave it out if you'd like. And add salt and pepper to suit your taste. Then, preheat the oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Have ready a baking pan that's been lightly sprayed with non-stick cooking spray. Remove the chicken tenderloin from breast and leave whole. Then cut the breast crosswise into the strips. Roll chicken pieces into garlic butter and then completely dredge them in the panko mixture. Place on the prepared baking pan. Should you have any panko mixture left over when you're done, you can sprinkle it over the chicken strips. And should you have any melted butter left over, you can pour it over the chicken as well. Bake it in the preheated oven for 15 to 20 minutes, or until the chicken is just cooked thorough. That's it for this recipe, by the way. But yeah, very well received. Very, very well received. Yep. Anyway, let's go and look at some chili recipes, guys. We'll kick things off with, we talked about, have we done, there's Skyline Chili, but that's Skyline Chili Dip. So that's different, I think. Yeah, that's a different one. I mean, I've read about Skyline Chili, but this is a different type of Skyline Chili. So let's read about this one. It comes from Jonathan Melendez. Well, actually, it was submitted by Eliz M. But I think, yep, okay, the picture is by Jonathan Melendez. Okay, that's why it said that there. That makes sense. Anyway, it's ready in 20 minutes. It serves 5. There's just 4 ingredients, as he said earlier. You need 1 8-ounce package of cream cheese, 1 13-ounce package of frozen chili, or a 15-ounce can of Skyline chili. It don't really matter that much, whichever you can find first. 1 8-ounce package of shredded cheddar cheese, whichever you prefer. I prefer the Fiesta blend. Yep, that's my favorite. And a 1/4 cup of onion diced. Of course, that's optional. But with the E. coli outbreak going on, it's not really that necessary, but I think they're selling off on that. But that was just a McDonald's thing, though. Anyway, here's directions. First, you want to spread the cream cheese on the bottom of the casserole dish. Then you'll want to sprinkle the diced onions if you wanted to put them in. Again, that's optional, so if you chose not to do that, you can just disregard that step. But anyway, pour the Skyline chili over the onions. Again, if you, again, just disregard that part if you chose not to. But you do want to pour it over the cream cheese, though, because that's a required part, obviously. And then you want to cover it with the cheddar cheese. And you have two options to cook this. You can use a conventional oven or a microwave oven. If you're using a conventional oven, you'll want to heat it at 350 degrees until the cheese is bubbling, but not brown, for about 10 minutes. If you're using a microwave oven, you'll want to heat it on high for just 2 minutes, or until the cheese is melted. And then you can serve it warm with good old corn chips or Fritos corn chips. Simple as that. So, yeah. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Alright, it's almost time. We might have time for maybe one more. Homeward chili tip. What's this about? Do we have time to read this? Maybe, yeah. But my throat doesn't want to cooperate. We may not be able to. Hormel chili dip. I'm not even about reading the description there, but it's ready in 5 minutes. Serves 12 for ingredients. One, here's the ingredients. You need a 16-ounce can of Hormel chili without beans. Yep. A screensaver there. One 8-ounce package of cream cheese. One 16-ounce package of shredded mild cheddar cheese, or one 16-ounce package of sharp cheddar cheese. And lastly, nacho chips or Fritos scoops just to serve. Let's breeze for this. First, you want to microwave the cream cheese for 1 minute in a 12-inch Pyrex dish or glass pie dish. Then you want to remove and spread the cream cheese to cover the bottom of the dish. Next, pour the Hormel chili on top of the cream cheese. And lastly, layer the shredded cheddar cheese and microwave it for 3 minutes or until the cheese is melted. And then serve it with nacho chips or scooped Fritos, which obviously I said earlier. But anyway, that will do it for Food Talk. And now my watch is going off. That's fun. Anyway, I'm not searching for something. There we go. Anyway, put this in now. Something different in. Should work. Alright, let me put in, girls just want to have fun. And, where is Christina? There you are. Alright, coming up is Cyndi Lauper and Christina Aguilera. And after that, we'll do TMZ Celebrity News. There you go. Anyway, more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club will be coming up right after this at 8:40 a.m. We'll be right back. Don't go away. With TMZ Celebrity News, we'll be right back. Yep. That was Genie in a Bottle by Christina Aguilera and Girls Just Want to Have Fun by Cyndi Lauper right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Alright, it's now time for TMZ Celebrity News. Yeah! Sabrina Carpenter pulls the Christmas Netflix special post-split. Actually, no, she plugs the Christmas Netflix special post-split, I mean. And all the Jingle Ladies are on it. There are no breakup blues for Sabrina Carpenter here, after all, because she's ending the year spreading holiday cheer while plugging her new variety special, and Barry Keoghan's clearly nowhere near her mind, RN, whatever that means, but oh well. The singer was serving up major holiday glam at the New York City screening of Netflix's A Nonsense Christmas last night, looking stunning in a fuzzy black and white faux fur outfit paired with matching heels. Sabrina was totally in her element, striking poses for the cameras before opening the door for the fans and inviting them to check out her special, which will be dropping later this Friday on, Netflix. The singer's had an epic year. It looks like her newly single status is only fueling her fire. Her word game is stronger than ever, and those wins would just keep piling up. And as you know, Sabrina and Barry split after a year of dating, with reports saying that they were just too career-focused and they decided to concentrate on their own paths after all. Anyway, decided to play this dumb video, so we'll just play anyway. It's only a minute long, who cares? So I'll turn up the volume a little bit here. And let's listen to it, shall we? Here we go. And red. This is just like some paparazzi camera they're recording with. But yeah, Sabrina Carpenter's over there right now. Yep. See, this is taking place in New York City. What theater is this, I wonder? Paris Theater, okay. With Netflix and Red Style being cluttered, if that makes sense. Cool shutter a little bit. The Paris Theater, huh?
Sabrina!
Too bait. Anyway, Trisha Yearwood, Holly and Jolly at Christmas. Hold on. There we go. Okay. Anyway, Trisha Yearwood, Holly and Jolly at Christmas tree lighting amid the hubby Garth Brooks' legal woes. Ooh. Trisha Yearwood isn't letting her husband, Garth Brooks, legal woes keep her from getting into holiday spirit, who was performing at the annual Christmas tree line in Washington, D.C. last night. The country singer ignored the ongoing chatter surrounding Garth Brooks' rape lawsuit this Thursday evening. Well, last night, I should say, but yeah. Taking the stage at the Ellipse in President Parks and performing some festive tunes for the national event. Yeah. She was decked out in a sparkling red pantsuit. Trisha had performed for President Joe Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, yeah, and Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff, taking a bow after wrapping up her seasonal set. Let's keep reading about this now. Alright, other performers include Mickey Gutton, James Taylor, Money Long, among others. Trisha's husband was noticeably absent for the celebration, I mean, I can't really talk today. Despite the singer often showing up to support his wife at various events over these years, one might assume that Garth Brooks is laying low these days. Like friends in low places. Yeah. Back in October, Garth was hit with a lawsuit in which a woman claimed the country star had raped her in a Los Angeles hotel back in 2019. As TMZ had previously reported a few weeks ago or a month ago, I don't know. We had talked about it before, I know we have. The woman had claimed in her suit that she worked as Trisha's makeup artist and hairstylist for years. Before taking on Garth's additional client back in 2017. She alleged that she traveled with Garth to Los Angeles for the Grammys, where she said he rented a hotel room for just the two of them, later overpowering and raping her. She then said she continued to work for Garth after the assault due to her financial hardships at the time, or she said that Garth Brooks took advantage of. Garth has denied the makeup artist's allegation, but however, in fact, TMZ broke his response to the lawsuit, where he said he's been hassled to no end with threats, lies, and tragic tales of what my future would be if I did not write a check for many millions of dollars. But either way, Trisha has appeared to stand by her husband amid the drama. Days before the lawsuit dropped, Garth and Trisha held hands in an Instagram pic from a visit to a Habitat for Humanity building site. And not to mention all this, in the aftermath of the lawsuit, Trisha Yearwood uploaded a picture of herself and Garth to Instagram, captioning the image, "We'll love one another." Interesting. This picture's by Trisha Yearwood, by the way. She is Garth's wife, by the way. That's on Instagram. Anyway, one more story. We can try to read it. It's about Blackpink. Your number one girl, Rosie, groupmates show love for their debut solo album. Blackpink's Rosie just became the first member of the massively popular K-pop act to release a full-length solo album. And her groupmates could be more happier for her, with Jennie, Jisoo, and Lisa all sharing their support for her own project. The 27-year-old had dropped a 12-track debut, Rosie, on Thursday, and shortly after it hit all the streaming platforms, her fellow Pinks were quick to let their combined 270.3 million Instagram followers know she's their number one girl. So, Jennie, who dropped a single of her own, Mantra, back in October, said she was proud of Rosie, writing, "Your album is so heartbreaking, beautiful and warm, makes me miss you very much. I can't wait for the world to hear your album. I love ya." Jennie also gave her reaction to the music video for Toxic Till the End. Well, one surprising moment in particular that has all the number ones Rosie's fan base is talking about. It's on YouTube, by the way. Jisoo called on her supporters to cop the album, and she totally loved the toxic visuals as well on the video. Lisa, who announced her debut LP, Alter Ego, is coming this February, promoted Rosie's big moment with her own post, telling everyone to appreciate her groupmate's debut as much as she does herself. But of course, the Pinks are taking a break from group activities to pursue their personal endeavors, just after years of touring, including a headliner slot at Coachella back in 2023. YG Entertainment announced plans to have Blackpink back on the road sometime next year, which means this solo stuff might not be the only art that Blinks might have to look forward to, after all. But as for Rosie, though, the album is already off to a hot start, though, with the lead single, APT, featuring Bruno Mars, blowing up since it dropped in October, becoming the fastest K-pop song to reach 500 million views. Yep. They even tell me to read more, that's odd. Well, anyway, we're just going to close out of that. Anyway, we got less than a minute left to put this commercial in. I think I'm just going to put a 3-minute one in, because I think we're going to end up going over. Yay! Oh, well. That usually means that I can't really do a good job of that, am I? Because then I have to actually count these breaks, which means I end up early, ain't I? So that is definitely going to be really fun, which means I may not even be able to put Bittersweet Symphony in. I might still be able to put in, but I'm probably going to have to go over by a minute. So anyway, and besides, and you probably already know this, I am going to play Pokemon Go in the next segment. I might as well just talk about this next minute, but yeah, I didn't realize that story was going to be so long, but yeah, I could have just stopped it there, but I was really intrigued by it, so there you go. But anyway, coming up is Pokemon Go in the next segment, guys. That'll be really nice, won't it? But anyway, Pokemon Go is coming up, guys. Don't you worry. So there you go. Anyway, I'm just filling time here, guys. I'm sorry. I kind of have to get the song in order. So apologies if the show's going to run over a little bit. Just is what is. But anyway, enough pulling through. Coming up is Pokemon Go at 9 a.m. We'll be right back. Don't go away. No more pulling through. We'll be right back. Yep. That was Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve from the Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Gates of Infinity soundtrack, if you're wondering. And yeah, so there you go. In fact, is it from Gates of Infinity? I have a feel. Yep, okay, yep, it is. Alright, that's what I thought. Alright. Nothing more to hear here. Well, there is. Did walk a lot more steps yesterday, so that's good. But anyway, on to Pokemon now. Well, Pokemon Go, that is. But yeah, same thing. Okay, they knocked out Incineroar last night, so it didn't happen today, but oh well. Couldn't get more in later. Alright, let's just hatch this egg. Let's got this going. Oh, come on, please be a free star. I beg you for the life of my life. Damn it! It's a 2-star. I had to try. Anyway, Panpour. Yep. Whoa! Oh, there we go. That wasn't supposed to happen, wasn't it? No? Yeah, I know I forgot to turn the sound on. I'll turn it on once I catch this Pokemon. I think the sound's already turned on, I think. Yep. There we go. Okay. Alright. How about you? I got that mission complete after so long. Darn it. I got it again. Thank you, Lycanroc. So sad that it's not a free star. Okay. Oh no, it broke free. Oh, okay. Try Candy Berry. Try this again. It looks too good though. Just because it doesn't want one berry doesn't mean it wants a different one. Yep. Suck it up. But ain't worth nothing either. Okay, let's catch Starly and we get another mission complete. Probably should have thought about giving it the Numberry. Or at least a Raspberry. Hey, no, Mara caught it anyway. Yeah. Okay. It's a 2-star. Let's hold on to it. There There we go. Perfect. Oh, look at that. Y'all's gonna lose. Yeah. It's not the nearby gym, so it's the old mill. But yeah, I just wanted to throw that in there. Anyway, just looking at the shop here. I'm gonna claim my free box now. I just got four good old generic Pokeballs. So I'll just claim it just for my Pokeball I've been using more recently. Pokeball Plus Plus, I should say. There. I might need to spin more. Well, I was spinning a few nights ago. It really got a lot, but yeah. It'd help. Wants me to win a raid for just 2,000 Stardust. But I don't know if it's acceptable, though. But we did, however, though, get two missions complete, however, though, ironically, because we had to catch five Pokemon. And ironically, we were able to get two missions complete. So there was quite a bit of Pokemon on the map today. It was quite interesting. Usually there's not a whole lot on some day, on most days, but today was quite a bit, so that's quite interesting. Yeah. That was quite interesting. There's quite a bit of Pokemon on the map today. There's none now, but that's because I caught everything. But there was quite a bit, so that was quite interesting, but the reason why I'm leaving Pokemon Go up is because I want to see what this yellow gym will be left of it. I think they stopped doing it? Oh, someone healed the damn Sudowoodo. Okay. They're still killing it, though. But I think someone was feeding it berries, though, I think, because that Sudowoodo was low on health, but then all of a sudden when I looked at it, it was back to high health again. I do that sometimes too. I'll feed them berries too. You can use a golden raspberry. In fact, how much do I have left? One. 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 I think Red did that too one time too. I looked at their status page and it showed a lot of more traits than normal. Because I think Red held on to that gym a lot longer than normal by feeding them treats. It's like, oh my god, who's doing this? Whatever, yeah. I just don't want to say a bad word right now. It's just not worth it. Yep, it's Red! It's a Red gym! Yeah! But that doesn't mean they'll turn back to yell in 10 minutes, though. Don't bet your life on it. Anyway, like I said, it could be yellow at 9:20 for all we know. That happened last time, so it could happen again. They fed at least one treat, but it stopped Red from changing it back. Anyway, enough of all that. I guess we'll take our commercial break then. Yay. Already all assisted. Yes, we'll leave the mic on. That makes sense. And since we were talking about old mill, I usually put this old mill thing in anyway. That's funny. Anyway, we're gonna put the music in now. Excuse me. I'm gonna put a 90s song in first this time, guys. We're gonna put Gangsta's Paradise in. Ray, he rest in peace, guys. Coolio. He died back in September of 2022, by the way. I did make an announcement about all my original 2022 Gates Infinity series, by the way, if you're wondering. That's quite interesting. I do not know if I have any three-minute songs that are 80s. I think a lot of these are like, well, I could play Uptown Girl, I guess. Yeah, let's just do that. It's the closest I'm ever gonna get. And like I said, next segment, it's a hit and miss kind of thing. We don't know what it'll be. But I think I might have an idea in mind. I don't know. We'll see, though. I think we could preview, like, a video or something, with better quality. No static or anything. We shall see. But anyway, enough all that. Coming up, I guess we'll be surprised, guys. I don't really know. We'll figure it out. But yeah, there you go. Anyway, coming up is Coolio, Kings of Paradise. May he rest in peace since passing away back in 2022, screensaver. And it just, my computer just went to screensaver the other one. And Billy Joel, Uptown Girl, for you guys. Yep. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Uptown Girl by Billy Joel and Gates of Paradise, featuring LB by Coolio, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Alright, anyway, it is now time for... I still haven't figured out what I'm going to do for this segment, guys. But anyway, I think we're just going to close out of that. I think about ready to just friggin' minimize this. It doesn't really matter. I have to keep it up so I know what we're dealing with, guys. It's just for some reason, this program I'm using, it just really has a lot of tool tips. It's kind of annoying sometimes. But anyway, we're going to play this video, and I'm going to pause it. And I'm going to seek it to a certain point. This is me installing Windows 7 on the Gateway DX4850. You'll only hear audio, but it's got a lot of cool audio in it. But anyway, turn this up a little bit, just a little bit. And, and I'm just going to, like, seek it to a certain point. I don't know, I can start from the beginning for a change. Yeah, let's just do that, yeah. Anyway, we're just going to hear some of this. I'll probably, like, seek it back and forth, whatever. So anyway, here we go. Here goes nothing.
Hello, everyone. This is a Lone Lichen Rock production. Good having you with us.
Yep.
It's so sad to see that Dallas got defeated by West Albany, huh?
Yeah, I actually recorded this, 14,
by the way, they were defeated
a few days after, a day or two after the football game, I believe. The last high school football game. So that's why I mentioned that.
A little bit more happier.
Turn this up a little bit more.
As you can probably tell already, we are going to be doing their computer video as always.
And we'll check into the studio really quick and see how viral it is right now.
I'm hoping not.
My brother was also watching a YouTube video. I don't know if it was in his room or if it was in the living room. I can't remember.
But
don't really matter that
here's
much.
What's going on. I installed Linux on this on my old Gateway 4X850. I'll just show it to you right here. If I can get the camera there. That's just it right there. It's a Gateway DX450 Advanced since 2022.
It's got 144 views, by the way, guys.
But the problem is, though, I had Windows 10 before, but I installed Linux on it just now. But
pretty
the
popular.
Problem is, it's just not wanting to boot from it.
It's actually my number one video right now, actually.
Right, which you'll see momentarily right now.
At least that's what it says in the first 18 days and 21 hours.
Boot up.
So, pretty interesting.
I used Easy Boot Drive to install the Linux OS.
I used the Easy Drive to,
but the problem is, it just doesn't want to boot from the Linux operating system.
Initially, I was going to install Windows 7. I did install Windows 7 on it. I also had to use Easy Drive to install Windows 7 on it. I wanted to do it the old-fashioned way with a DVD, but it just wouldn't let me because the DVD just wouldn't work.
So, yeah.
And
like I said,
I also had the same issue with a virtual machine, too. So, obviously, that DVD might be corrupt or something. I don't know. I never had it.
I don't know.
I burned it, but there was no issue with the files or whatever, so I don't know what the issue was. So, I don't know.
But it might be helpful for a computer like this.
Okay, I'm moving the wrong mouse. Okay. I'm going to pause that for a second because I want to see it at a certain point. But I just don't want you hearing like a bunch of garbled up stuff here. Yep, see, there's no disk in the drive. Yep, okay.
I need to hear that. Act like you never heard that.
Now, I accidentally farted in the video, if you're wondering.
We don't really need it now.
I also skipped that part, too, just so you wouldn't have to hear that as well. It's just not worth your sanity. Just saying. It's just not worth it. Hey, it would not boot, because it's... I think it says... What does it say?
Boot MGR is missing.
Boot MGR, okay. So that would mean that the boot manager is screwed up.
Huh?
I think I said...
Because I was reformatting with the Windows 7 partition manager. The
partition manager, I said. I thought I said boot manager, whatever. Same thing.
Alright, so...
Well, it's not the same thing, but yeah, I had partition the computer, thing, actually. But yeah.
And we'll just boot into the, thing there.
I booted into a flash drive so I could install Windows 7, actually, more better.
That's probably what wants me to do anyway.
Yeah, you can boot into a USB flash drive with this computer, too. Yeah.
General USB disk. There we go.
And it did work.
There's the boot disk there.
It did boot. That's what it has the custom DOS menu.
I just copied the file over from the computer there. My Windows 11 computer, obviously.
And Windows 11 computer is better than this one.
Cool. Windows install menu.
It's just faster.
I'd be number 4, obviously. I have 2 Windows 7 ISOs.
Anyway.
Number 7.
Pause it again. Shut up, Jesse. Wrong mouse again. skip to a certain part. Yeah, there's me using Snappy Driver Installer, because I had to, like, install drivers for everything, because there wasn't really any drivers. Even the video driver wasn't even installed. Yeah, see, drivers for this device are not installed.
But as far as the graphics are concerned and internet...
Yeah, it was just using a standard VGA adapter, so yeah, that hasn't been fixed.
So, yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, that's fun, yeah.
We do
that's
have
what I say.
Internet on here, but it's probably not going to be the best, though.
Yeah, I had installed the drivers. It was not worth my sanity. It just
being the way it is.
Yeah, it was. I think it was at like 640 by 480.
So
I think maybe here, but 600. It looked
like
that.
Video
though.
Card
I think it was,
in here.
Yeah, it might have been 640 by 480. Yeah, there was no way Arrow would work at that resolution.
But
Arrow does work now on it. That works perfectly with the drivers installed. The Logitech keyboard, with the special, that Anthony calls, but it, custom reset programmable sensor, supposedly does not work with this computer, although it claims it does not, but yet it does, but it will work with this, though, no issue, so it's quite interesting. It might just have something to do with the fact the Windows Update servers are bored or whatever, but I don't see the reason why, though. But yeah, but
back,
anyway,
so. But we'll give it
Anyway, I'm just going to shut myself up in that video now, because there's just no point with it now. I'll leave it up, though. I'm going to turn this down now. There we go. You can still hear me, though. I'm not turning the mic volume down. Anyway, coming up in the last segment, I guess we're just going to do a recap, I guess, or we could do more of that, I don't know, we'll see, we shall see, but anyway, I'm going to put commercial in now, there we go, 2, 5, and 3, there we go, bingo, what is his name? And we'll put 80s music in. Alright, let's see here. Let's put Danger Zone in. Smell wild, but yeah. About 3 minutes, so we'll play a 4-minute song from the 90s. There is 4-minute ones here. Probably not Iris, so that one's a little bit too long. What is Love? That could work. It still seems pretty long, though. Let's do Savage Garden. That might work. By a long shot. We'll see. Or we could do Baby Got Back. Let's do Baby Got Back. I said I was going to play that the other day, but I didn't really get to it for some reason. Anyway, coming up is Kenny Loggins' Danger Zone and Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back. Yep, there you go. Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins is from the original Top Gun movie. And Sir Mix-a-Lot is unofficially from a show known as Super Mystery Dungeon, which, of course, is Pokemon, of course. You already knew that. If you did not, well, there you go. There's your answer. Anyway, the last segment, of course, will just be a weather report and a recap. We'll see if we have time. Maybe we'll listen to the rest of that video, or some of it at the very least, or what's left of it. But anyway, we will be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot and Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Alright, we're in the final segment, and to kick things off, we got our weather report. So here we go. This weather report is brought to you by 1-900 Weather Trivia. Our games are never rained out. Play 1-900 Weather Trivia from the Weather Channel. Answer questions and win fantastic prizes. And it only costs, I think, 95 cents a minute, I think it says 95 cents a minute. So be aware of that. If you want to play 1-900 Trivia, it costs only 95 cents a minute. So it costs a lot, but if you're willing to pay for it, there you go. Anyway, I don't know how it works, though, but there you go. But you could try anyway, but there you go. Anyway, here's the latest report for Friday. It is 32 degrees Fahrenheit and clear skies. Wind northwest at 1 mile per hour. Relative humidity is 86%. Barometric pressure is 30.33 inches. Here's your 5-day forecast. Friday, it'll, of course, be clear, which is today, with a high of 38 and a low of 32. On Saturday, it'll be raining with a high of 50 and a low of 43. On Sunday, it'll be raining with a high of 49 and a low of 41. On Monday, which will be my birthday, of course, you already know that, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 44 and a low of 37. And on Tuesday, it'll be cloudy with a high of 41 and a low of 38. So there you go. And there you go. That's your latest weather forecast and report. Sponsored by 1-900 Weather Trivia. Yep. So anyway, it is now time for our recap. In the first segment, we did also do the weather. I think other than that, I think that was about it. I think we did do something else. I'm trying to figure out what it was. I think I forgot now. I'm having another brain fart today. I can't believe I hate to say this, but it's a brain fart again. I don't know. But I do know for the second segment, we did do food talk. We actually were able to read 3 recipes in the food talk segment. We were even able to read 3 stories in TMZ Celebrity News, ironically. Although, admittedly, we did have to go over a hair if we wanted to play Bittersweet Symphony, though, because I ended up having to do a 3-minute commercial break. But it is what it is, guys. So the on-demand show might be a little bit longer than normal. But it has been longer than normal. In fact, back in the summer of this year, I actually changed the format clock a little bit to make it a little bit completely different, where it was not like this, where we had to, change the times a completely different. It was just not worth it. It just didn't seem that way. It just seemed more even. It just worked better this way. The other way, it just was too odd. But anyway, TMZ was meeting about Sabrina Carpenter. It was mainly, I think it was all just Christmas-themed stories, really. And yet, we're already talking about Christmas already, and yet it's not even my birthday yet. Holy crap. Anyway, I think Food Talk was 2 chili-themed recipes and a chicken breast recipe. I think it was a panko one. Yeah, it was. Then we did Pokemon Go in the fourth segment. We were able to get those two bonus missions done, so that was a good plus. And that yellow gym, Old Mill, was red. Although it could be yellow or blue now. I don't know. I closed off Pokemon Go, so I honestly can't tell you what it is now. In the fifth segment, we previewed some of my YouTube videos. It's gone pretty viral right now. In fact, it seems to be number one right now. Well, in the past 18 days, at least according to YouTube Studio. Of course, I'm pretty sure number one in general right now is that Clam Digger Wheel of Fortune video from 2013. In fact, that Clam Digger Wheel of Fortune video was literally the only video I uploaded back in 2013, ironically. In fact, what's even more ironic is I got the most views on YouTube back in 2013, so... Yeah, something tells me that when I upload that Wheel of Fortune video, that led a lot of viewers and subs to my channel, so... In the next 7 or so years, so... so there you go. But anyway, it's 9:46 a.m., so... I've already talked about what's happened in the last 5 segments already, so there you go. I still got, like, 4 minutes left, but, but either way, yeah, this will be the last morning show I will be doing this week, by the way. Our next morning show... will not be until what day, I wonder? Clear all. December 9th. Wow, that's going to be my birthday. Yeah. So yeah, my next morning show is ironically going to be on December 9th, which will be my birthday. So yeah, so on December 9th, which will be my special morning show birthday bash. Yeah. That'll be really fun, guys. So... we'll be on alert, be on the lookout for that. I'll have to be really prepared for that, too. Yep. But anyway, enough of all that. I think for that show, that might just be like a whole show devoted to Pokemon Go. I don't know. We shall see. But, we shall see. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and put the last commercial in here. It's already on assistive. We're not switching it back. Nice try. yeah, it'll work. Alright, music. Let's put a 70s song in. Let's put in Cold as Ice by Foreigner. After that will be Larger Than Life. I usually like to close out with that. There we go. Anyway, I still got like 2 minutes left to talk with you guys, so, like I said, I think for Monday's morning show on December 9th, that'll be like a whole, Pokemon themed show, I think. It's gonna be like a big birthday bash. It'll be like a whole Pokemon themed show, I guess you could say. It'll be everything devoted to Pokemon Go. So that's really gonna be a lot of fun, guys, so... be on the lookout for that. I'm definitely going to be recording that show, too, on December 9th. It'll also be available on demand. So, check that out, too, while you can. I'm not going to start doing it until December 9th, though. But, December 9th's broadcast, which will be supposedly my big birthday bash, it will basically be a whole Pokemon-themed episode. Where basically I'll do nothing but Pokemon Go, literally, but yeah. Supposedly, yeah, but you get the idea. But anyway, I think I did do that one time, but I think I don't know if I forgot to record it or I just forgot to upload it. I don't know. I think I did record it, but I just don't know if I even bothered to upload it. I don't know. I just can't find it anywhere on my computer. It's like it's gone. And the other thing to keep note is I had upgrade computers. I think this was before I got the Windows 11 computer, I think. I could be wrong. No, I can't remember. I think it was before I got this new computer. So, I think it was. But, anyway, so sad to say. But, anyway, ain't nothing to do with it. But, That doesn't help me the fact that I could still copy files over or anything, but yeah. Anyway, that's it for this morning show, guys. I'll see you on Monday for my big birthday bash. Yeah. But until then, see you next week, everyone. Goodbye. Goodbye.